Robert.
Hello.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Since we've done one of these. And
it's more comfortable than your attic.
It really is. That's the thing, isn't it? I think that's kind of what this is about, is like, stuff's happened. And we're now sat in a studio.
Yep.
And we haven't on our podcast, we haven't actually updated anyone for such a long time as to what's happened and how we've ended up sat in a studio recording a podcast.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a journey.
Yeah, and we probably should kind of go back in time a bit.
Yep. Are you ready?
So last time we did a podcast, we did a guest podcast with Pinar Givench from Sour Studio. That was the last podcast that we've done. Our most famous podcast, actually, is Authenticity with Craig Gould. That's our most listened to one.
Is it?
Yeah. And
I think that's the one I'm not on. That's probably why it's popular.
And we've just, I don't know, we've just been on a bit of a voyage. I mean, did we even tell anyone on here about the library to do with the podcast? I don't remember.
I think we did a mini update when we were talking about taking it on maybe 2 years ago when we were initially taking on the building and stuff. So, I mean, a lot of you hopefully have heard the podcast before. Maybe some of you are new to this. Have a look at the back catalogue. Interesting conversations with interesting people is the sort of premise of this, and a bit of an update of the charity that we run that supports this. And this was born, no, actually, but the charity was born out of this kind of thing from doing events and things that we were doing, born out of the original album by Star from Ivy. So we've got a building, almost got a full building now, and that came about by us looking at taking on a community managed library. So for those of you that aren't in the UK, that means that the government or the local government runs a library and decides that they don't want to run that library anymore, but they want the community to run it because they still think it's a service that's needed, but they can't fund it. So they look for a community group to take that on.
And they're becoming more common, like smaller village-based libraries and community-based libraries all over the UK. This approach is like becoming quite a common thing now.
Yeah, and it would be really good to think that was because of positive intentions, but it's more to do with the fact that there isn't funding to run services like this. Because in the UK, library is free, same as it is around most of the world. It's free to go in, it's free to sign up and borrow books. We're probably one of the few libraries, I don't know whether other community managed libraries do the same as us, but we don't charge people for
anything, really.
Yeah. Do as little. We run something as circularity.org. We run the economy of soundness, essentially, is the term that Chris has coined.
I haven't coined it. I nicked it off Blind Boy.
Oh, well, there you go. So, we borrowed that.
as most of my ideas are, actually, stolen from Blind Boy.
Well, I mean, if you will have a shrine and then... But the economy of soundness as a concept is something that we accept within the charity, of that if you can afford to pay for something, you have the means, and you're looking at that, then... Yeah, let's pay for something. If you can't afford for it and we can provide it for free, we would very much like to do that. So we try and tailor everything that we do into if you're, for example, the studio that we're in right now, if you're a band and you want to come and record an album and you can afford to pay for a studio, then we're not going to charge you the massive rates that a top-notch studio with an engineer that's been there for 25 years and it's residential and all that's going to charge you. We want to charge you a nominal fee to help run the place. If you're a local band of 15-year-olds and want to record your first single, it's probably going to be free because that's the right way to do things.
Mm.
But that's kind of talking about this thing, but I suppose we should take it back a step and talk about the building, the charity, how we got to here.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't even remember whether we got this far, you know, with our sort of... previous updating of this sort of project, but we basically became a charity in 2021. So we started off as a community organization, founded on the ideas of changing people's mindsets from me to we. That was the idea. So we bring people together and we break down those kind of ego-based thoughts and values and contexts and concepts and get it so that it's more of a sort of shared thing. And we were running events. We did a TEDx talk about it. We did obviously a record, which is where it all sort of came from, called Circularity by the band that I sing and play guitar for, Star From Ivy. We started doing the events, put website together, started doing this podcast. The podcast was a hit. Then the pandemic happened. And I think it was probably about that point of the pandemic that the podcast really sort of slowed down, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because we couldn't physically meet, and Zoom came through and all those sorts of things, but it was still quite hard to kind of do anything really really meaningful. So we ended up with an allotment, didn't we?
Yeah, and that kind of bore out of the rules as they were in the UK. So it was very much if you're doing something for charitable or volunteering purposes, you can have six people outside with the rules at the time. And we were like, well, there's a lot of people suffering with mental health. Our concept of bringing communities together, but safely, following all the COVID regulations, we were really adamant about making sure that we were following everything we should do. We made sure we did. We kept a distance. We did all that sort of stuff. Everybody bought their own tools in the beginning. But essentially, we worked with a local allotment in Winsall, because we work across what's known as the National Forest in the UK, which is across the heart of England, really.
Right at the heart, actually. Right in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get your finger and put your finger in the middle, that's it. the green bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got an allotment, and we went, well, let's get people outside as much as we can with volunteers, and we'll have a grow space. We'll grow things, and then we'll give that to food banks or to volunteers who need it, who are struggling. And we'll start from there. And we started from a patch of ground that was just weeds everywhere, to something now that you can see on at Circularity Grow on Instagram, if you go to circularity.org, the website, or circularity.org on Instagram as well, you'll be able to find the links to all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, the charity is called circularity.org, right? Is it because we were always called just Circularity before, weren't we?
Yeah.
But I think this was your clever idea about...
It's the website.
Yes, the name of the website. So why not call the charity the name of the website? Two birds, one stone.
Yep. we get questions about that as well. Why is it that? But it works for that. And this, as a lot of you may know from various things, when you try to name things, somebody's already got a name or close to it. It also meant that we were then unique from others that had got circularity in their titles or whatever it might be, because we had looked at another name, but it was already taken. So rabbit holes.
Yeah, So we'd actually seen the building before the lockdown, hadn't we?
Yes.
So we'd seen this building. It's in the middle of Woodville, which is near Swadlincote. If you want to do a postcode check, it's DE117JB, and that's kind of where we are in the UK. It's next to something called the Tollgate Roundabout, or Clock Garage Roundabout.
Yeah.
And it's basically the most lethal roundabout on the planet.
And you might imagine by its name, there's a garage with a clock on it.
And when you've listened to our podcast before, when we started recording downstairs in here, or even another show that we do called The Monster Shop, that me and one of the other volunteers, Neil, does for about metal, you'll hear...
Not metal as in iron or things like that. Metal music.
Yeah. And it's... Yeah, you'll hear police cars and road noise and all sorts, because we're right next to a roundabout. Yeah. But so we started looking at this, and obviously, when COVID struck, it put the brakes on this side of the project, which was good, because I don't think we were ready for it. I don't know about you. I don't think we were ready to take on something like this yet.
No, we were due to open the library, and we got the library part of the building. The rest of the building wasn't being used. Due to open in April 2020, and obviously everything closed down in the UK in March 2020. And we kind of thought we were ready, but it's kind of like that thing of finding out you're having a kid. You think you're ready, and then you actually have a kid.
And I always tell the story. I remember where we were sat. It was me and you sat together the day they dropped the news about the lockdown.
Yeah.
And that was in the pub.
in the pub having a meal, literally talking about it
in the library. So that kind of decelerated, although we kept in touch with the people at Derbyshire County Council. Yeah. And they've been lovely, actually, helping things along. There's some really key players there that have helped this thing along, and we got the allotment going, and we did that, and then it sort of happened in was it August 21, was it?
August 21. Yeah. Almost 18 months delay.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got in here. We were, I say, we're originally here as a community association group, and we changed to the what's called a CIO model, which is a charitable organization, in December of that year. And at the time, we only had access to the three rooms when things opened up. So it was the library room downstairs, the kind of back room where we come in, and then the back room where me and Rob live in the week sometimes when we work from here. But the change really came in January. The big change for this building came January this year, 2023. We had the library, we'd run it for just over a year, and we've been, you know, ever since we got in this building, we were like, we could do so much with this. We really could do so much with this. And the first major leap, it was about October 2022, I think.
Last year.
Yeah, which was the Wellbeing Wagon. I think that's, or was it 2021 even?
2021.
Was it?
Yeah.
So it was just before we became the official charity then.
So in the UK, there's a company called Sainsbury's that partnered with the local council in South Derbyshire, and they created a food van to run a trial for a year at their Swadlincote store for Waste Less, Save More, essentially. Trying to reduce food waste and save some money and save some the planet as well.
And it was actually the circular economy in action, really, because it was taking waste products and then creating new food, new meals from it, really. So it was circularity before its time, really.
Yeah, and they did the year thing. The council obviously had partnered with them and had the wagon. Gina, as it was called.
Gina.
And then several years later, we're kind of doing this sort of thing, and Chris has had his eye on it. We've seen it in car parks when we're driving past and things like that. And it came out every now and then running up to the sort of pandemic, but we kind of went and said...
We'd not seen it, had we?
And
It was almost like, you know, as an asset, it wasn't perhaps being used as much as it could have been. You could sort of see it was starting to need some work and be dilapidated. And there was that fear of, if we don't have this thing's going to be in a scrapyard, you know.
Yeah, and it was reaching the end of its sort of 5-year life with the council. So we negotiated acquiring that and brought it across, tidied it up a bit, did some maintenance over the sort of the last 18 months. And what we've been doing with that is partnering, particularly with one charity, but several non-profits and local charities. We've got insurance for them to be able to hire it out at a very, very low rate per day to take into the community. So we partner at the moment with a charitable non-profit called Trent and Dove.
Yeah.
And they take it out to their housing places where they've got residents, and they do something they call Coffee Connect, which is going out and serving coffees and teas and stuff to the community and talking about mental health and well-being and all the rest of it.
And yeah, sort of connecting them with other services and, you know, if needed and all those sorts of things. So it's a nice model, actually. It's good.
Yeah, so we renamed it the Wellbeing Wagon.
Yes.
So that fits nicely with what we wanted to do. And we've built it up now to a point where it's a really usable asset for local charities, and we're partnering with more and more charities. And again, with that, it's at a point where if you can afford to pay for it and you've got funding, then pay for it and help run it. And it maintains it for us to be able to do free things with other smaller charities and smaller organisations so that they don't have to pay for it. So we turned up to a fun day not that long ago for somebody who just rocked up for the day that they were there and did that with nothing. Volunteers manned it and covered it off. It's that sort of thing of, again, trying to build in the values that we have across the bees and the economy of sand, this thought process across things. So we've now got a library. We've now got a Wellbeing Wagon. And
Just to say that if you want to go over to circularity.org, all these things we're talking about, the website, you know, you can see on there very brief descriptions of what each one is. So hopefully, as well as the audio descriptor that you'll get from us, you'll have the visual descriptor from the website as well.
Yeah, and Instagram, if you go to @WellbeingWagon.
Oh, yeah.
You'll find the Wellbeing Wagon there on Instagram as well.
And we're generally @circularity.org on everything.
On Facebook,
no dot there, just on, you know, @circularity.org. on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. That's
You'll find us a bit more active on Facebook and Instagram than we are on.
Because we're above 40 now.
Yeah, we're old. I keep saying that I'm old. So we've got access to a building, but not all of the building at this point. We've got a wellbeing wagon. We've started partnering with people to do that. I mean, as we move into 2022, start thinking. We talked about having a studio. We talked about doing things in the space. And as we've gone through the year, we've got the one room for the library, and we're kind of looking at it going, really, we should have a space for the kids to come in and do things. And something in the UK, as we got into the cost of living crisis, and I know some of this jumps around a bit, but was something called Warmer Spaces.
Mm.
Whatever your thoughts on it, essentially was about organisations covering the gaps left by lack of funding for local services over the last sort of 10, 15 years, which meant that there wasn't always places for people to go that were warm over the winter, particularly 2022 into 2023, or having enough money to buy food and things like that. When we'd already been working with donating things to food banks from the grow aspect. So to really get into that, we've got the space. And something we were allowed to do towards the end of last year, beginning of this year, was we'd push to get access to the whole building. So we've been working with the County Council of Derbyshire to get access to do that, to do more ideas. So as soon as we got early access agreements in place, it's meant that we've been able to expand the library. So we've now got a whole room dedicated to the kids' reading area, we call it the Reading Cave. We've got a studio set up where we're working now.
Yep.
Upstairs. We've got a bigger room upstairs as well that we've now got a local organisation in and renting each week to do martial arts out of. And we've got space within the building for things to happen.
Mm.
And that's a big difference from where we were. And it's going to be a big step on when we get the final sign off for the whole building. We get the legal, get their hands around everything that they need to.
Yeah.
And allow us to build stuff, because the future is bright. We're currently looking at funding for solar panels.
Yes.
We want to be off grid. We want to be able to support the environment and the circular economy in practical ways that evidence the values that we try to live.
One of the kind of pie in the sky ideas we've got is the wellbeing wagon currently runs on diesel. It's a 1979 Peugeot, what's called a J7. And they're very popular for kind of food and catering wagons and stuff like that. They're like a panel van, really. And, you know, currently that's a big, dirty old diesel engine. And it'd be lovely to see whether there's a way in which we could get that converted, you know, chucking an electric car engine in it, basically, and seeing what the potential was for that. Because, you know, all of a sudden you got solar, you get battery storage, you get a car charging facility, and all of a sudden those assets, which currently, you know, cost us money for the electricity bill, for the, you know, for the petrol, for the different things, and the diesel for the different things, all of a sudden we start to see the circular economy in action a little bit more, where we're harnessing the energy of what's around us in order to facilitate what we're doing. And then, you know, the byproduct of that, the lovely byproduct of that, is you're doing less damage to the environment, theoretically. And the even better is that there is no money.
Yeah.
So it becomes sustainable financially as well.
Yeah. And it's, we've kind of brought things into the space as well. So as we've got more access to things, obviously we've got the rooms now that we just talked about doing those extra things in. We had access to the outside space, so we bought Grow here as well. So there's lots of pots of areas where we've got pots with plants growing in, or there's a little section where there's some earth where we've got potatoes growing. We've got a no-dig section for those that have heard of that. That's where you've got something that you don't want to either dig into the ground, or you've got concrete or somewhere where you put cardboard down, you put soil and compost and stuff on top of it, and you're not digging down. So you grow things that don't tend to have big roots. So we've got pumpkins that have gone in there at the moment, and the team of volunteers are growing pumpkins so that come October, we've got lots of pumpkins for the local community to come and have a carving day on. It's that sort of thing that we want to be building, a community hub. And it's the reason it's called Circularity Hub.
And we're doing this for the long haul. You know, we're the sort of lease we're negotiating with basically will take me and Rob up until we die.
Speak for yourself. I'm living forever.
So, yeah, this isn't a 5-year thing. This is something that, you know, we're hoping to build on and hopefully become a bit of a blueprint for other places as well. We did this sort of project called the Fellowship of the Woods as well, which happened last summer, 2022. And that was the main idea behind that was to basically to get people to get this again. It's just the me to we thing. So you get people that are feeling maybe lonely or isolated or people that are feeling a little bit disconnected from the world around them. And you'd basically all go into the woods and do stuff. So in this instance, there was some art, there was some music making, there was meditation, there was, you know, all sort of stuff that are kind of now becoming quite popular, you know. And I mean, sadly, some people are starting to monetize this, which is a bit annoying because, you know, the woods are free and you can go and, you know, go whenever you want and do whatever you want in there, I suppose, really. But, you know, that we made a short film basically telling the story of that, and where that has ended up is hopefully, you know, come this next couple of years, not only will we have the allotment space in Winsall and the circularity hub in Woodville, but we're also going to be looking at just down the road in a place called Albert Village, a small woodland that we're going to be developing in partnership with the National Forest Company. And, you know, like most things that don't exist, we don't know what that looks like yet, the same as we didn't know what the circularity hub looked like when we first sort of got the keys. But, you know, one thing that is absolutely abundantly clear is the reason that this project has worked, and it has worked. I think we can safely say that it has worked on its journey so far, and it's not just down to me and Rob. And, you know, me and Rob often are the mouthpieces, but actually, you know, you heard a voice on this podcast called Destruction of Choice a couple of years ago called Kelly Bradley. He's a driving force behind this entire project now, not only because he was at a point of recovery where, you know, he was kind of struggling to function really at that point, even when we were doing the podcast, and now he's, you know, firing on pretty much all cylinders, as many as the rest of us are anyway.
Yeah, and for a volunteer-led organization as a charity, you don't get anywhere without the volunteers coming along. I mean, we're up here recording this at the moment. There's three volunteers sat downstairs from the library.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And there's a gentleman called Noel Wyatt, who's been a real figurehead in getting the studio to where it's at, so that we can use it and record stuff.
We building wise, we've had two great people, Andy Ramsey,
yes,
and Alec Keith. Have helped us just get to a position. It's people who've got the time and the skills to help and are out there helping. And you could be listening to this going, I don't really have any skills, but you've got time. You've got effort. You've got a want to do something. And I'm not skilled in, I'm not an electrical engineer. I'm not a handyman. As my wife will tell you. it takes me ages to do anything like that sort of thing. But you can learn, and we do a repair calf that we haven't even mentioned here.
I was just thinking about that when he's mentioned Andy's name, because Andy's been a real driving force behind that as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, so we've got a repair calf. So you'll have seen that on the telly if you're in the UK and watch the BBC One. That sort of setup. It's a charitable setup, the repair calf, I think based in France.
Yeah, it's certainly European, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a concept, basically. You sign up. You get the documents and the things, and you can call yourself Repair Cafe, and you essentially start fixing things for people. What it is, though, is quite new, which means a lot of insurance companies don't quite get what you're trying to do. And if you wanted to set one up of your own, I would recommend going through the channels to get on it.
On the Repair Cafe, when you sign up on the website. And that, by the way, you know, as is everything circularity from the album right through to everything that we've done, this thing's open source. So, you know, we had some people coming over feeling like they wanted to come and see our repair cafe because they wanted to start with themselves, but had this feeling that they were like stealing our thunder or something. Or stealing. No, that's the point of this. The point of this is for, if we can have a working model of something, you know, this is a blueprint for whatever. If you want to take bits of it and do it somewhere else, go and do it. You know, the important thing is you do it.
Yeah. Go do it. And if you want us to tell you what pain points we've had, and how you might avoid them, ask us. Yeah. We aren't hiding anything. We're quite happy. We would love to see these hubs for the community doing all these different things all over the country. And we're not arrogant enough to think there aren't these things already happening everywhere, but they're not connected. We're not all, there isn't a network of us talking to each other about these hubs in the communities, but they're having to spring up everywhere in the UK, all across the world, for spaces where people who maybe were slightly better off or weren't slightly better off, but were still in a bad place, but there aren't the local services to support them anymore. So how do we get that point where we come together as a community and not going, let's hark back to the days of 100 years ago or whatever, and communities were communities and all this sort of stuff. It's not saying that. It's just saying, if we come together, a friend at work says this a lot, takes a village too.
Mm.
And it's a really good saying, because it does. It doesn't mean that you need a village or whatever. But you need an amount of people to do something of meaning a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And to support each other and to build stuff. Even if that village, all it's doing is giving you feedback or supporting you and giving you a chant and giving you the energy to go do something, it takes a village. We wouldn't be here without a village around circularity.org.
That's a lovely time to finish it, I think.
Yeah, that, and it's about time to go home, isn't it?
Go to circularity.org. Everything that we do is on there. And drop in. You know, our opening hours are at circularity.org/library. Just drop in, see what we're doing, come and hang out. And then what we find is people that hang out for long enough end up doing stuff.
Yeah, not in a cult way or anything like that. But they tend to come join us. But do check out all those socials we've mentioned. Circularity.org, as you said, on Instagram at circularity.org, on Facebook at circularity.org, on Instagram as well at Circularity Grow and at Wellbeing Wagon. And check out on YouTube, search for Fellowship of the Woods, and you'll see that. And
it's got a labyrinth on it. If you want, it's got like an overhead shot of a labyrinth. That's the kind of holding.
Yeah, not David Bowie, but
no,
labyrinth. And if you're at Timber this year, if you know what Timber is, the festival in the National Forest, there's quite a few of the volunteers going to be there. Chris in particular. I may make an appearance once during the weekend. But we're taking the Wellbeing Wagon to Timber, and we're showing the Fellowship of the Woods on Friday night.
Friday night it's going to be shown, yeah. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we're actually going to be recording our next Circularity podcast. So if you do find yourself at Timber Festival in the UK on the, I think, 7th, 8th and 9th of July, come and say hello. We're going to be in the Shive Light section. See you later.
Bye.